Okay. Executive Office of Immigration Review, they handle discipline. I call them EOIR, but that's what we get to deal with. And there are two primary federal regs that address ethical and discipline issues. And you'll notice they're very broad, and they encompass almost all of those disciplinary rules I mentioned. The first one, the CFR 292.3, talks about unethical behavior, unprofessional conduct generally, frivolous behavior, very broad terms. And then the reg that's cited in that one, 1003.102, prohibits all kinds of specific conduct, including charging grossly excessive fees, which you have seen immigration lawyers do, and I have seen immigration lawyers do, and we tried to get some immigration lawyers in trouble for that, and we'll talk about that later. But knowingly or with reckless disregard, making a false statement, that overlaps with the rules very closely. Engaging in rude or obnoxious conduct. Now, that's generally not going to be you. That's generally going to be the immigration judge, right? But it does happen, and you need to be aware that they prohibit that. Another one, knowingly or with reckless disregard, certifying a document or a copy as true and complete, engaging in frivolous behavior, etc. Almost anything you can think of that you can do that can make an immigration judge angry is prohibited. Failing to provide competent representation, and you've seen other lawyers, not yourself, I'm sure, but you've seen other lawyers, immigration lawyers, do that. And here's the way the complaint procedure works. Anyone can file a complaint through EOIR. You can file it on another lawyer, and if you don't want to and you find a terrible example, call me and we'll find someone who will file it. They will investigate. You can have a hearing then before an immigration judge. That goes up to BIA. And through DHS, it operates the same way. There are a few reported cases of actual lawyers being disciplined through that system. This is one of the most well-known ones, in Ray Shaw, and it was a case where the attorney, Shaw, was alleged to have made a willful misrepresentation in a labor condition application concerning another lawyer, from a Bangladesh lawyer. And basically, the issue was whether that lawyer was part-time or full-time. And the Shaw represented that he was part-time, but he was actually full-time. So the ALJ ordered Shaw to pay back wages and do some other stuff. DHS filed a notice of intent for discipline. The immigration judge held, however, that the misrepresentation was not material to the I-129 adjudication. And the BIA reversed and said, oh, yes, it was. That lawyer can be disciplined. And indeed, they used that sort of as a case to give warnings to immigration lawyers. And they said, look, we're getting a lot of these false documents, birth certificates, visas, false letters from religious or political groups, asylum applications with false information, and that is subject to discipline, and lawyers, immigration lawyers, need to know that. So they reversed the case and remanded it for discipline. Another case, I think this is this is not my favorite, but this is one of my, this is a good one. So this lawyer said, I got to have a last minute continuance, can't make it. My client's had a C-section and she can't be there. Well, apparently he forgot to tell his client about the C-section because the client showed up for the hearing. Judge was not pleased about that, and attorney didn't show up. The attorney also had failed to appear at 11 other hearings without good cause. And so the lawyer was suspended for 18 months. Singh, the lawyer, I like this one, had the legal assistant impersonate him on telephone hearings 8 times. He got an 18-month suspension and was prohibited for 7 years from handling any telephone hearings. So don't use an impersonator, unless it's a very good one. All right. Common complaints. We talk to EOIR, and they have a list that won't surprise you. I mean, they say improper solicitation, especially through notarios, false promises, incompetence, lawyers who practice immigration law, who just don't know immigration law, and you've seen that. Failure to communicate, that's, of course, a bugaboo for all lawyers and the leading source of grievances profession-wide. Filing frivolous motions. And you've seen people file motions that you knew were going to be denied, and they knew were going to be denied, and they filed them in order to charge a client a fee. Those are the ones we want to go after. filing false documents, suborning perjury, failing to correct false testimony. So that's the kind of stuff that EOIR says we're on the lookout for.